your initial thoughts after that? Was that a bit of a shock defeat for you?
We knew it was going to be tough, and you know, the first half was tough, and we had a few things to deal with, and we were fairly heavily behind the penalty count in the half time, but we were happy with where we were at half time. You know, we were 12 all and come out after the break and really exploded out of the blocks well and did a great job there, but you know, we just went into a bit of a sad time there in the back end of that second half, and yeah, we struggled with some effort, and the scoreline resembled that.
At 30-18, I thought that you'd be well on top at that particular point. Where do you see what went wrong?
It was just a couple of little things that we did, just particularly one or two things that just changed momentum, and I think the boys learned that you don't need to make a lot of things go wrong in this game to turn momentum, and we had some really good momentum going forward, and we probably played with that a bit and got bored with it, and be prepared to do a couple of little things, and that swung it back to England way. A couple of penalties that legged them up a bit, and then they got into a try scoring position. They went on from there, so all credit to them. They use that momentum change.
You may think it's a little bit of a silly question, but is there anything that you can pinpoint from that performance which you think, we actually did that well and I can take that forward, or do you sort of go back to the drawing board somewhat ahead of the next test?
We just probably got to play for 80 minutes. You know, I was really proud of the boys at half time, and they really got a lot thrown at them in the first half, and probably should have been a lot more behind on the scoreboard, but they, you know, they played great in offensively and defensively to stay in the game. They did that, and we had a good chat at half time. They come out after break and, you know, put two tries on England and got to the 30-18 point of view, but then as I said, that momentum thing kicked back, and we just got to learn to probably deal with that and handle that bit better next time.
There was a lot of, what you describe as different interpretations of that opening half with the heavy penalty count.
Yeah, there definitely was.
So it's a bit of a, shall we say, a heavy price to pay, really. I thought some of them were a bit harsh, to be honest.
Yeah, but there was a lot of penalties, you know. Everyone could see that there was a lot of penalties. And, I don't know, we just have to have a look to see where we went wrong in those areas, I suppose. So we're over here playing in England, so we're on England soil, so we've got to abide by the rules, and we just got to have a look at that and learn from it.
That's the other thing that I was going to ask you about, actually, because you know, obviously these are completely alien conditions to you know, probably most of you, but all of you, really.
Yeah.
How have you been coping with those?
Yeah, been good. The boys have been as good as we could all week, you know, after the cold and all that, and training. So the preparation was great. We couldn't fault that, and the first half probably showed that we stuck at it well, and we've stuck at everything well. But you know, you can't win a game in 15 minutes in rugby league, but you can lose one, and I think that's what we did tonight.
Where have you been based? You know, because I'm thinking that lads were saying that they've been up in Barrow, and you know, because
the game was supposed to be in Barrow, so we were in St B's all week, and then they shifted it to Lee, so we moved over on Thursday. So
that's a bit short notice, isn't it, as well?
We're just grateful that we got to play. If we would have stayed out where we were, well, we wouldn't have played.
And this is probably the first time that you've been to this is a town steeped in rugby tradition. Yeah. You probably wouldn't have seen a lot of it, to be honest, you know. But what was your first impressions of it's like the stadium and everything like that?
Fantastic, yeah, really good. The RFL's done a great job in getting the game put to here. And probably should have been here in the first place, would have been great, but they obviously wanted to go there, which is a great area in the Cumbrian region. We really enjoyed it. But just with the weather being a bit unfortunate, we had to move to a heated stadium, so we were just happy we played it. We didn't want to lose any more games.
There's even chance of it coming back here on Friday night. So I suppose, what's your mindset heading into that game, you know, 1-0 down in the series?
Yeah, we'll be back next week. So it's pretty obvious we know what we've got to do.
I mean, I know there were some pretty good performances, I thought. Yeah. The scrum half had a good impact. You know, he was building.
Yep.
I thought as well, Anthony Gaddita.
He had good strong performance first up.
Where is his position? He was playing.
He's just playing in the ruck. Yeah, so he's back row in the ruck. He could also play in the front row if we require him. But he's just a core player, and he did a good job there in his first stint. So we're happy with him.
You've got some really big players in your squad as well, haven't you?
Both teams are big.
I'm sort of thinking I was not like that at 17. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. All right.